Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I lack a lot of things. I lack a lot of skill, right, in cooking and reading and being good in speech. Maybe my broadcasting skills might wax and wane some days. But I've been very, very fortunate to have hair. Sometimes I'm so fortunate with the amount of hair that I have, that I want to get rid of it. I want to wax it. I want to pluck it. I have hair, I think, in places that I really shouldn't have. I don't know. I've been very fortunate to have most of my hair, though, on my head. It's every now and then I'll have one eyebrow, and I'll have to remind my eyebrows that there's supposed to be two of them, and I'll fix that. Every now and then, hair decides to come up above the lip, and I'm like, why am I getting whiskers? But that just happens with age. Testosterone starting to rise, estrogen's going down. I'm going to get a little bit more manly. So I'm good with that. I'm fine with that, right? As long as I can keep the hair on my head. Unfortunately, we have this little epidemic of hair loss going on because many people who suffer from COVID lost their hair. Many people who suffer from the economic ravages of COVID have been losing their hair. When you lose your career, when you lose your health, when you lose a family member, when you lose some of your liberties, there's no surprise that it's going to manifest in a type of stress that's going to affect your hair. So we are hearing, and I can't tell you how many patients I've had, said that they have lost tons of hair throughout this pandemic. So what do we do? You know, can we get our hair back? Now, you got to be very careful, all right? Because there's some very sinister companies out there thinking, I can make some bank. I could come up with a concoction, say it's going to save your hair, it's going to, you know, bring that hair back, and you're going to spend a lot of money. Well, the truth of the matter is your hair is going to grow back. Most of us, the hair will grow back. It might take months, but depending on what damage happened to the follicle, the hair will grow back. And there's already a lot of products out there that you could use that could help. But it really depends also on what happened with your hair loss. So some of you guys actually literally pulled out your hair and kept pulling out the bulbs that help produce the hair. Then that might take a little longer, you know, but some of the hair that shed, we lose about 100 hairs a day. We lose the ones on our head. I wish I could lose some of these, but gosh, my eyebrows get so bushy. I don't ever really seem to lose the eyebrows. I wish I would. But you lose about 100 hairs a day. I think it's got to be more than that. I'd like to lose some of the arm hair, right, the leg hair. But that also blows my mind, right? I will shave or I will wax, and, you know, the average hair growth comes back, what, weeks, months later? Boom. I'm, like, ready to shave again in 24 hours. So for some of us, the speed might be there, and we might grow our hair back quicker than others. Some of you have asked why your hair is coming back gray. Well, it depends on what damage happened to the bulb and the melanocytes. In order for your hair to have a color, we have melanocytes that are around the hair follicle that help inject pigment into that hair. So if some of the melanocytes got damaged, you might turn gray. And so stress, unfortunately, can do that. So for those people who had COVID and who lost their hair, it should be temporary. We are hoping it's temporary. You know, mind you, we're still kind of, you know, walking through long COVID and how long the sequelae could be. But one thing you have to realize is hair loss is already kind of a part of the plan. So for those of you who didn't get COVID or who didn't lose hair because you were sick with COVID, the hair loss is coming. Not only do men have androgenic alopecia, hair loss that is hormonal, but women lose hair too. Now, we're able to cover it up, we're able to add hair, we're able to spray, which I really need to do for my roots. So we're able to do things, we're able to kind of tease things up and make it look like we have more hair. But women lose hair too. And women are so embarrassed about it, they don't want to talk about it, they cover it up. You got to get it checked out. So non-COVID causes of hair loss could be your thyroid's off. You could have diabetes. Your hormones could be off. You could be deficient in vitamins. And then, of course, stress. So what can you do to help kind of protect that hair? So for the severe cases, there are some doctors doing the platelet-rich plasma injections to kind of stimulate the follicle growth. That's very expensive. I would try a few things first. First, if at all you've had significant amount of hair loss, you got to get yourself seen by a medical provider. Because even if you think, well, it was just the COVID, sometimes COVID can cause diabetes, and diabetes can cause hair loss. So we need to make sure there's not a secondary issue going on. And we've seen COVID affect the pancreas in people who were never diabetic, who might start becoming diabetic. So hair loss is sometimes a sign that there's something else going on internally. So many physicians have recommended the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet, they believe, will reduce the risk of androgenic alopecia because of the raw vegetables, fresh herbs like parsley, basil, salad greens. If you eat those 3-4 times a week, try to eat some good fresh salad. I think it helps the hair. I eat a lot of salad and I think it helps my hair. Protein, of course, is very important. If you are deficient in protein, you could have hair loss. Vitamin A as well helps. In fact, some people might put it on topically, but also make sure your diet has vitamin A, multivitamins, vitamin D. Biotin is big. So your biotin, there's many supplements out there that'll contain biotin. Most multivitamins should have it as well, so you don't have to spend a lot of money to get your biotin in, but you need to do that. I believe they suggest about 3 to 5 milligrams a day. Saw palmetto. Apparently there was an article years ago on how saw palmetto can help. Ginseng. But, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't do, and I yell at people for this, is they stop washing their hair. They stop washing their hair to save their hair. No, dirty hair will cause you to lose your hair. Your hair has to be clean. All right, minoxidil's out there, Rogaine's out there, sometimes some hormone supplements might work as well. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So just checking to see if our next guest is here. Jason, do we have our next guest? Okay, no worries, no worries. So, as things are starting to open back up, I live in Las Vegas, and we are very, very excited that we're going to start having conventions again. In fact, we're going to have our fireworks show. I took my son gambling. We all spoke about that yesterday, and that was probably one of the worst parenting teaching lessons I gave him because he actually won money. I wanted to show him how easy it was to lose. So, and as we're, you know, heading to the casino and we're just seeing this vibrancy, we're seeing this excitement, we're seeing just, you know, we're in my neck of the woods, things are kind of opening up. So, our next guest is Kara Hugenson, Senior Vice President, Principal Financial Group, to talk about how she's seen optimism as well among small and medium-sized businesses on this fantastic survey they did that kind of gives a little bit more insight as to what's really happening post-pandemic. Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it. I'm excited to share the results of what we're seeing in our survey.
Absolutely. We follow the Principal Financial Well-Being Index. Tell us what are some of the parameters in that.
Sure. So the Well-Being Index is a survey that we've done, that Principal has done for at least 7 years, maybe even longer than that. And we generally had done it annually until last year. And clearly the world just turned upside down pretty darn quickly. And so we really took it as an opportunity to revamp this survey and reach out to small and medium-sized businesses more frequently to understand how they were viewing the economic environment, where their business was at, kind of what was top of mind for them. So we did that 3 times last year. We've done it once so far this year and are going to continue to do it on a more frequent basis. But really, we go out and gather information from roughly 500 businesses across the United States. It is not industry specific. Those employers need to have between 2 and 10,000 employees of questions and then share this information.
That's fantastic. Can I ask what sort of percentages did you notice of businesses that had to close up permanently?
You know, we're still, that's, I think in general, what you see for small to medium-sized business failure rates is 20% within the first year and 50% by the end of the fifth year. Now, I can't say personally, I've seen statistics related, you know, to the pandemic specifically, and I actually think it might be a little bit premature because, you know, we've had access to federal funds through programs like the Payroll Protection Program. We've had different levels of support as we've gone through this economic event than we have historically, and I think it's going to take us a little bit more time to truly understand, you know, how the pandemic-specific failure rates are similar or different from what we see generally within small to medium-sized businesses.
I agree with you. I agree. I do think it's a little premature because we are having some companies that thought they were going to close, and luckily things are turning around, and there is some optimism. What have you noticed on the good news front?
Yes, on the good news front, there's actually a lot of good news to share. So first I'll start with just, you know, the overall level of optimism is the highest it has been since August of 2019. So that's even before the impact of the pandemic really started here in the United States. That level is at 57%. And so that is just a high level, fantastic spot to be in. You know, if we dig into that a little bit further, we're seeing roughly 65% of businesses expect to fully recover from the pandemic or the impact of the pandemic within a 12-month period of time, and 45% expect to recover within a 6-month period of time. So that, too, is really good news that time to whatever the new normal is within a reasonable time frame as opposed to significantly longer than that, which is what we had been seeing at different points throughout 2020. And then the last comment that I would just highlight is around cash flow. And this to me is one of the most impactful pieces of data coming from this survey. 77% of our respondents indicate that they are comfortable with their cash flow position. And if you break that down just even a little bit further, for businesses that have less than 500 employees, that percentage is almost 70. And if you take a look at that same data point with respect to businesses that have more than 500 employees, it's almost 90% are comfortable with their cash flow position. So, you know, it's not that, you know, the larger businesses are doing significantly better than the smaller businesses. I mean, it really is across the board. Cash flow is in a good spot, relatively speaking, for businesses of all sizes.
That's fantastic. We're speaking to Kara Hugenson, Senior Vice President of Principal Financial Group. So, you know, the biggest obstacle I'm seeing in my neck of the woods is the labor shortage. Trying to recruit people to come back to work, and the September 6th deadline can't come quick enough for a lot of business owners. What did you see in your survey in terms of people having staff in order to get their businesses back going?
You know, what we were seeing from a staffing trend perspective is that, you know, businesses are either increasing or maintaining their staff level. There are very few that are decreasing their staff. And so I think that too speaks to the fact that we're emerging into our new normal and business is starting to pick up, and you absolutely need the employees to help make that happen. And that trend of increasing or maintaining staff exists whether you're looking at smaller businesses or larger businesses. You know, it is, employees clearly are the most valuable asset of any organization. And so making sure that as an employer, you've got the right set of benefits and work environment that allows or is attractive to employees in this war for talent is absolutely essential.
You know, Kara, you touched upon something I'm writing an article on, which is so true. COVID has, and our approach to business has flipped in terms of the heroes that were pre-COVID, you know, like our athletes, who I love, our athletes and our movie stars, changed. The heroes and the most valuable commodities are the employees, are the workers, are the everyday people. And I think many businesses and business owners realize how important their employees are. And I think that really helped and might even help now in terms of pay and benefits. And you know, you are only as good as the staff that come into work.
Absolutely. A business isn't a business without its employees. I mean, that's who provides the customer experience for whatever product or service that you're delivering to the market. That is who is a representation of the brand that you have in the markets that you operate. So absolutely essential. And those employees have been through a really tough time. We've all been through a really tough time over the last 15 months. You know, one of the things that we see through this survey is just employers are listening to employees and they're taking note of what challenges employees have faced and are trying to respond to those challenges. You know, they're evolving their benefits programs to not only meet the needs of the existing employees that have gone through the last 15 months with them, but I have no doubt it's also with an eye towards what do I need to do to be able to attract the new talent that I need for the growth or the evolution of my business.
Right, exactly. Are there any other changes you're noticing that we didn't see pre-COVID that we're going to see now?
The one I would really call out is the importance of mental health and well-being benefits. Yes. You know, I think historically, you know, mental health has been secondary or even further down in the list behind your physical health. And just living through the last 15 months, I think there's just been a greater awareness and recognition of the importance of mental health to an individual's overall well-being. And employers are recognizing that too. So almost 75% of employers agree that mental health and well-being resources are important. Over 70%, believe that, you know, offering those types of resources it's just the right thing to do. And furthermore, that 65% say it's going to help them attract and retain employees.
Kara, how can people find more information about you and Principal Financial?
Please go to principal.com, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, and in the search bar, type Navigating Business Now.
Thank you so much. Cannot wait to have you back, and thank you for all you do. Take care, Kara.
Thank you so much. You too.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News. This is Brad Burns. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President Joe Biden heaped praise on each other as the two leaders sought to relaunch the UK-US relationship at a time of rising tensions over the fallout from Brexit. Johnson hailed Biden and his team as a breath of fresh air.
We covered a huge range of subjects, and it's wonderful to listen to the Biden administration and to Joe Biden.
The outgoing chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service has offered the closest acknowledgement yet. His country was behind recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and a military scientist. The comments by Yossi Cohen offered an extraordinary debriefing by the head of the typically secretive agency in what appears to be the final days of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department, under former President Donald Trump, seized data from the accounts of at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee as part of an aggressive crackdown on leaks related to the Russia investigation, according to people familiar with the investigation. A bipartisan group in the Senate has struck a tentative deal on an infrastructure package. USA's Wendy King reports.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys know that I think we might have gotten hacked again today? Did any of you? I am hearing all these reports that I believe Congress might have even had a cyber attack. I'm trying to see all these different reports that are coming in. And I'm not sure who. I know we did start to recoup some of the money from the pipeline, Colonial Pipeline ransom. But we're being told that cyber criminals apparently targeted Congress. 60 members from both parties were unable to access data for weeks in the latest ransomware hack. Now, I'm not sure how it only affected 60 of them, but they say the target was called iConstituent, a tech vendor that provides constituent services. The issue is still being resolved as lawmakers are frustrated. So, don't they have to go on vacation soon? So aren't they trying to rush and get a lot done? So they say the target was iConstituent, a tech vendor that provides constituent outreach services to dozens of House offices, including a newsletter service that allows lawmakers to communicate with residents in their districts and a service to track constituent casework. It's the latest cyber attack after a series of hacks against the U.S. executive branch, and American companies have left many institutions feeling vulnerable and the Biden administration currently struggling with the situation. So the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, which handles IT security for the House of Representatives, said there was no impact on overall House data, and it was working with the company to resolve the situation. I don't even know if I'd want to see what the data breach would show. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of memos going, we want to spend more money. I agree, let's spend more money. Let's have the taxpayers put in more money. Spend more money, please. At the time, they say the chief administrative officer was not aware of any impact to House data. They are coordinated with the impacted offices right now. So, not really too sure. Oh, yeah, maybe payments. I think several lawmaker offices list payments to iConstituent in the latest statement of disbursement, with payments in the thousands of dollars to the tech company. So I guess maybe they have access to what we spend. Honestly, this isn't the first time that you know, the government has been hacked. But this is interesting. They say the internet broke today. Hundreds of websites, including CNN, New York Times, Amazon, Reddit, went down after an outage at U.S. server company Fastly. Did you guys try to get on the internet and did you have an outage? They said we had some sort of an outage. The content distribution network was used by millions of businesses, and it's a network of global servers that work together to provide faster internet loading speeds. Many websites use them because they allow a quick transfer of HTML pages, JavaScript files, style sheets, images, and videos. Fastly said the outage was caused by a service configuration that triggered the, quote, disruptions. They have disabled the configuration. Now, who initiated that service configuration that screwed everything up? Was it a hacker? Nobody's saying anything. Fastly said they did fix the issue completely by 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, I'm not saying that they got hacked and paid the ransom, but this just to me is, again, another highlight of how vulnerable we are. I cannot stand the fact that we have our computer. I can't stand the fact that we have everything on computers. You know, I used to print for my show with paper. Now, mind you, I love trees. I really love trees. I don't like killing trees for paper. But I just didn't trust that the computer would stay on throughout my whole show. I've had computer glitches throughout my years in broadcasting. I'm like, I want to make sure I could do my show. And I'd have, you know, things in, I have something manually I could use. And then I, you know, computers were working, so I got lazy. And I didn't, you know, pre-print everything. Jerry Doyle taught me a lot about broadcasting, and he would do what I did. He had pages of his reports and his highlights and files all set up for the day that he could just get to and grab. It was very, very smooth, and I credit a lot of my broadcasting style to him. I like to stand and walk when I broadcast, but because that didn't come out as well, I sit. But other than that, you know, I miss Jerry Doyle. May he rest in peace. But I was just very, you know, fond of the paper. Same thing with my medical office. Grab me the chart. You grab the chart. You could open the chart. You could see the chart. If the power went out or the power went out one day, no big deal. We had some lights, had a backup generator. Who cares if the computers weren't working? I could write a prescription on a piece of paper and hand it to a patient. You know, pharmacies now don't want, there's a lot of pharmacies that don't even want a handwritten prescription. They're like, all we want is a computerized prescription. And I'm like, no, can you please have some means where you can have a paper prescription. Because what if computers go down and somebody needs their insulin? Everybody should have a manual overdrive. Everybody should have that backup plan. Just like right now, we have this backup plan with computers and virtual learning if we have to lock down again for COVID. We should always be having that plan B. And here we are wanting to become more dependent. We have our pacemakers computerized and able to be hacked. We want our cars only charged by electric power. I'm not convinced that we're always going to have power or we'll have enough batteries to be able to power our car to the distance we might need to drive if we need to flee. Maybe it's because I've seen too many movies. But you're telling me that with the UFOs, right, with asteroids coming near our Earth, with hurricanes, with earthquakes, with COVID, with hackers, I should be able to trust completely the power grid or the internet server. No, I'm not with you on that. I'm sorry. Apparently people were trying to book their vaccines, their COVID vaccines, and they couldn't. They say people are unable to book COVID-19 vaccines and arrange passport renewals in the UK because of outage of the government website. If you need a vaccine, shouldn't you be able to just go up to a place with your card, have somebody give the vaccine, and then write it down on the card? And then maybe later it could be uploaded to a computer. But I am really for, and I know it sounds old school, and maybe it's just because I'm a Generation X, but I think every single thing we have on computer should be backed up on paper. Instead, what we're doing is we're backing up everything on a computer. How many times have we lost data? I don't understand why. I can't be the only person thinking this. So the sites that were affected today were Spotify, Reddit, Netflix, GovUK, GovUK, that is the UK government website. The White House was affected. Not that we get much out of the White House these days, but that's okay. PayPal, Twitch, Stack Overflow, CNN, New York Times, The Guardian, The Verge, Hulu, HBO Max, Quora, Vimeo, Shopify, Stripe, BBC, and Financial Times. So are we doing anything different? No. We're pushing to be more computer dependent. If that's what people want, I just don't like that dependence. That's just not me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some people are claiming that they went to the Capitol riot on January 6th because they were duped on the internet. Quote, I was tricked into going to the Capitol riot by very clever people on the internet, unquote. Suspect seen chasing police officer begs judge to be let out of jail, claiming he was duped by conspiracy theorists. Let's talk about that when we go back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly and the show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I had gotten, quote unquote, censored on Facebook because there was a new drug, antibody drug for COVID, and I was asked by a local news station to talk about it. So I teased it on Facebook saying I'm going to be talking about this new oral medication for COVID on news, I think it was News 3. and they blocked me. They blocked it. They said it was inappropriate, or it was false information, or it was, and I'm like, no, it's not. Here's the article. I mean, I couldn't fight Facebook on it. All I could do is then post the follow-up article. It's a local news station. We're talking about this medication. It's been a headline. So I'm not sure what's going on with the fast checkers. But a lot of you have told me that you've found some censorship and seen some weird things happen to your posts, some not even showing up on a feed. And a lot of it is stemming from what happened with the Capitol riots. And the discussion keeps coming back to, well, it was because of misinformation online, and I was duped, and I was told to go there. And so it's as the Senate committees are releasing their government report on what happened with the January 6th riots, the aftermath is not only going to affect us based on, you know, how people perceive, you know, stolen elections, possible fraud with ballots, losing an election, shall we say, not happy with the election results. Not only will we see a sort of change in behavior in terms of that, but also what's happening online. And so I don't remember much about what was posted online about January 6th, but I know that there was buzz that Trump was not going to leave office. There was all this buzz that Trump's not going to leave office. There was fraud. There was evidence of fraud. So, not going to happen. And so, I don't know if I knew of an exact date or whatever, but I guess everybody's like, wait for, you know, next week, or wait for. And so I think we knew that there was going to be some announcement by Trump, or Trump was going to have a speech, or something was going to happen. And there's marches. I mean, we've seen riots throughout 2020. So in 2021, we expected to again see demonstrations. I just didn't think it was going to get to this level. I don't think any of us did. And so their report came out saying that Capitol Police were actually warned, that they were aware of potential for violence in the days and weeks ahead of January 6th. They were warned, but not everyone was aware. They said the inquiry determined that the USCP decentralized intelligence operation meant some people saw the warnings while other officials were left in the dark. Kind of like the Wuhan lab possible leak of COVID. Some people knew about it, but the rest of us didn't, right? Okay. And they said it was becoming clear to security officials and ordinary citizens alike that January 6th would be different. They said a private citizen emailed the USCP's general mailbox on December 28th, saying there were tweets from people organizing to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Then they say red tape got in the way. The report said the USCP chief has no unilateral authority to request assistance from the National Guard. Then Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund wanted to call in the troops for backup, but needed to coordinate with other Hill security officials. When the officials tried to deal with the quest, they were unfamiliar with the laws and regulations that needed to be followed, the inquiry found. So there's no, I mean, you know how we used to have fire drills? There were no drills? No already security measures? You would think the Capitol Police, if there was, first of all, it sounded like they had some sort of warning, but nobody maybe expected it to be like this. But, I mean, and, you know, unfortunately this happened to us in a whole variety of settings, even World War II, right? You know, where people just unfortunately will, you know, attack us or attack when you're not ready. But the crowds and the riot, don't you think that the Capitol, don't you think D.C. would have a plan? All right, Capitol Police, contact the National Guard. I don't know why it's not that simple. They said the red tape hindered the much-needed National Guard response. And that's why one of the first recommendations from the Senate report is to empower the Capitol Police Chief to have unilateral authority to request military support in emergency situations. I guess Congress has to pass a new law, according to CNN? Then there were embarrassing crunch time failures, they said. They said the Senate inquiry uncovered some embarrassing failures within the Civil Disturbance Unit of the Capitol Police, which is essentially the force's riot police or emergency response squad. They activated 7 of these special units in advance of January 6th, but only 4 of the platoons were outfitted special protective equipment like helmet and shields. And when one of the platoons tried to get its equipment, it was on a locked bus. Again, aren't there drills? Or then online chatter. So this is where social media has been making the move to silence Trump, silence supporters of Trump, silence because they are basically behind the eight ball on how they had messages on message boards, social media, meme hashtags, and they're wasn't a lot of, I guess, sharing with the government or discussion on it. I'm not sure. They said FBI and Department of Homeland Security officials stressed the difficulty in discerning constitutionality, protected free speech versus actionable, credible threats of violence. And there's more, you know, that's going to be shared with this. But one of the people who was, I guess, arrested, and he was the one who was running up the stairs and was actually chasing a black officer who very bravely tried to kind of walk them and keep them, you know, kind of civilized and you know, calm things down. He said that he was a victim of numerous conspiracy theories that were being fed to him over the internet by a number of very clever people who were uniquely equipped with slight, if any, moral or social consciousness. So this idea that people were duped, you know, and that's what keeps coming back and why people are attacking Trump on this and saying that he was at fault. You know, when I see how President Trump has been managing not only his presidency but his loss, is he wants to keep his base energized. And how he's been energizing his base, correctly or incorrectly, is by giving them hope. And so when he says, I'm going to be back in office, I'm going to this, I'm going to this, I would caution him not to, because the very first time you say that and you don't, then people know you're full of it. People want to know that whatever you say is actually the truth and is going to happen. And so when President Trump said, look, we have evidence of fraud, this election should have never happened, and here's the proof, so it'll be turned, and then it doesn't, you know, yeah, people are going to get angry. And people are going to believe him. Some people believe there was fraud, some people didn't. I told you how I feel. I feel no election is 100% perfect. And with many of you reaching out saying you didn't get your mail-in ballot or you got multiple mail-in ballots, obviously there was a cluster. Was it a cluster enough to change the votes? I don't know. I don't know how many clusters happened, how many dead people voted. The only thing I can say is, man, this is the most popular president who ever lost an election I've ever seen. And so I think his popularity was far underreported. So I don't know what to think. But when people say that they were duped on the internet, that just now gives these tech giants more of an excuse to censor. Now, I don't want violence being spewed on the internet, but really to say you were duped, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.